This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember how when you were a kid, your mom told you to never get into a car with a stranger? Yeah, well, about that. Uber, right? And other ride-sharing services? No, it's not an exact comparison. And yes, background checks are done. But on Saturday, the battle over how those background checks are done and by whom comes to a vote in Austin, Texas. From KUT in Austin, Audrey McGlinchey has the story.
Lyft drivers Monique Mitchell and Mo Rattel are spending an afternoon in Austin's Zilker Park. They're armed with clipboards and pens. A few dogs feign interest in their pitch. But Mitchell and Rattel are here for the humans. Mitchell approaches two women.
Hello, how are you folks today?
Hello, how are you?
Good. We have a petition here basically to bring it to a public vote for ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft to stay in Austin. And I was wondering if we could get your support with a signature.
But before signing, the women have a few questions. They bring up the subject everyone's talking about, background checks.
We were reading a little bit about that. You know, they have to be licensed as well as a taxi company and get background checks and all that. You know, I agree with that. I think that there should be some, you know, checks and balances, you know, to keep everyone safe. So is that somehow...
Somehow at the heart of all this? Yep. Driver Rattel explains that Uber and Lyft run background checks through third parties using a name and social security number. But a month before this day in the park, Austin council members voted on a mandate.
I'd just like to point out that both the FBI and the Texas Department of Public Safety agree that fingerprinting is the best way to ensure that the records reviewed belong to the person being checked.
Fingerprint-based background checks for drivers. The city requires them for taxi cabs, and council members say it's the only way to ensure drivers are who they say they are. But Uber and Lyft say why bandage what's not broken? Their background checks work well. Plus, the companies argue fingerprinting cripples their model of onboarding drivers quickly, what is for many drivers a part-time gig.
50% of our drivers are on the platform for less than 10 hours a week.
Uber representative Adam Blinnick spoke to council members in October.
So the more steps and the more costs and the more hoops you make someone jump through, the less chance they're going to take advantage of this economic opportunity and even test it.
I've been very clear from the beginning that I am for mandatory fingerprinting.
Austin Councilmember Delia Garza.
You could have the most comprehensive background check known to man, but if you're not background checking the right person, then it's worthless.
In December, the council voted in favor of fingerprinting. Weeks later, Uber and Lyft responded.
All right, folks, we're going to take our petition signatures into the city clerk right now.
Remember those Lyft drivers in the park? They helped collect more than 20,000 signatures, the number needed to force a public vote. The rules Uber and Lyft favor are almost identical to what the companies have been living under in Austin so far, looser regulations that do not require fingerprints. On May 7th, Austin residents will vote on what's now known as Proposition 1. A vote for allows Uber and Lyft to keep doing their background checks, while a vote against ushers in a city-run fingerprinting process. In the meantime, mailboxes, radios, and TVs have been humming with campaign noise, most of it from one side.
We can all agree, ride-sharing drivers should have national criminal background checks. But on May 7th, we'll be deciding who should conduct them.
Uber and Lyft have funneled nearly $10 million into this campaign, because if they lose, they say they'll be forced to leave. In Austin, I'm Audrey McGlinchey for Marketplace.